Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence.
Welcome to Lost in the Static.
Josh.
Yes, Scott.
Are you using my computer to surf for porn?
Your computer?
Yes.
No. I'm using your Wi-Fi, but not your computer.
Well, why are you surfing? Wait a minute. That's not porn.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, not only are there like adult movies and stuff, but there are toys and lingerie there. And
well, I was just going to adamandeve.com.
Well, they're so expensive. How do you do that?
If you use, they got this promo code, static. And if you use that, they say you get free shipping, 50% off a single item, 3 free DVDs, and a free mystery gift. That's how can you go wrong with that?
Okay.
But you have to use the promo code static or you don't get the discount.
Oh, I see.
Or the shipping and stuff.
So there's a little box right there when you complete your order that says promo code, and that's where you put it?
Or if you go to, see, on my website, I have these ads, these links on 1201beyond.blogspot.com. There's these Adam and Eve banners all around. And if you click on that, it goes right to there with the promo code already inserted. No pun intended.
I'll tell you what. Put the Adam and Eve away for now, and let's do this episode of Lost in the Static. So what do you want to talk about today?
You brought up the topic.
I know I brought up
when
the
you
topic.
Were on, when you were on What the Fuck a couple of weeks ago, when we were talking about the DC Comics reboot, you started ranting and raving about movie reboots and TV show reboots and comic reboots, and we thought, eh, what the fuck? Yeah, no pun intended.
Boo.
I actually didn't plan that. That just happened.
I know. All the good ones just happen.
So, what the fuck? Let's talk about reboots.
So, and what I'm talking about with reboots is, I mean, not just recently, but you remember back, they did the Dukes of Hazzard movie that was complete shit. And let's see, recently they've rebooted Tron, and they're rebooting Batman again. They're rebooting Spider-Man.
Again.
Doctor Who, which I don't really, they didn't really reboot that. It just went on hiatus and then came back with more money.
Well, see, I want to define for the audience the difference between a remake and a reboot. A remake, to me, is when you remake a classic movie or some such. A reboot is when you take a franchise, you retire it, and you say, we're starting over from scratch. We intend this to be a new franchise, but we're starting over so you people don't have to go see the previous 8 or 13 movies or whatever that it was.
Okay, so you and I get an idea to remake Citizen Kane, and we do all these gorgeous shots, and we come up with kind of a...
I don't think
twists.
We could ever outshoot Orson Welles and brilliant shit he
but
did
we,
in that
But
movie.
We come up with some twists in the deal, and we throw in, and we remake it in our style, but it's still basically the same story. That's
See,
a remake, right?
That would be a remake. A reboot would be like the Friday the 13th franchise, or the Friday the 13th remake. They always intended that to have more movies, and they stopped making movies in the original continuity. They rebooted the entire Friday the 13th franchise.
Okay, so I can take the other blah 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 films and just throw them out and go see this new one and it's perfect?
Yes, you can take the other, I'm going to say 11 because I'm going to count Freddy versus Jason.
Okay.
The other 11 movies and push them aside because they didn't happen in this new one.
Okay.
And 99% of the time a reboot is worse than the series that you're trying to get rid of.
Well, obviously we have things like the Dukes of Hazzard movie.
Well, see, I wouldn't even really call that a reboot because they did knock out the continuity of the TV show.
Right, right.
But at the same time, that was also a parody of the TV show.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't even call that a remake. That was like the Starsky and Hutch movie with Ben Stiller. That was a parody of what Starsky and Hutch was.
This is true.
You know, if you're not at least trying to do the same thing that the original did, you become a parody. I know we're splitting hairs here, and we're picking nits, but to me, there's a difference.
So what's your idea of? Do you have like a list of in your head somewhere, do you have a list of bad reboots?
Most.
Give me some examples here.
The Nightmare on Elm Street one with Jackie Earle Haley. That movie was horrendous and can't hold a candle to the first four Nightmare on Elm Street movies from the original franchise.
This is true. This is very true.
And yet they, of the Friday the 13th as well. I mean, they didn't even pretend that they were paying respect to the original.
Tell you the truth, I never saw the Friday the 13th one.
Betsy Palmer is not the killer. It's Jason the whole time.
Well, that completely defeats the whole wow factor at the end.
Right. But, well, because part of the thing is, the reason they want to reboot these and change them so much is you, the audience, you already know what happened. You already know that that Pamela Voorhees was the killer. You already know that Spock dies. You already know that the Enterprise blows up. Examples.
So this would be something along the lines of M. Night Shyamalan going back and remaking The Sixth Sense, only this time Bruce Willis is alive the whole time.
Yeah, he's not a ghost. You know, they want to change it so you still get that, oh, hey, I didn't see that coming. That's not what I expected. And in a way, a remake can do that. Look at The Night of the Living Dead 1990. Tom Savini played off of you having seen Night of the Living Dead so many times. The very first scene, it was almost exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then he threw something at you. The very first guy in the original, the very first guy they encounter in the cemetery is a zombie and attacks them. This one, it doesn't. It's a guy warning them. And then he gets attacked by the zombie. It threw you off because right from then and there, you kind of went, okay, maybe this isn't going to follow the same path as the original. And he kept doing that. During the iconic scenes of Night of the Living Dead, when they got to that point, he would do something just different enough that you didn't see that thing coming.
Oh, okay.
That's how you do a remake properly. You keep the same story, the same tone, but you keep your audience off balance.
So,
like, to me, you want to talk about a good reboot?
Sure.
The J.J. Abrams Star Trek.
I was just going to mention that one. I agree with you.
Because not only did he pay a ton of respect to the original franchise, he also rebooted that in such a great way that he didn't wipe out the original franchise. He spun it off into another dimension and even trapped our Spock in this new timeline.
Ah, okay.
So he did it not only with respect, but he did it properly. So you can still have your old Star Trek and you've got the new franchise concurrently, and there's not even a contradiction because he specifically made them two different universes.
I see. And to be fair, that is an amazing shaky cam lens flary movie.
I actually thought
it's really good. I enjoyed it.
I didn't like the shaky cam. I've never liked shaky cam. But that was a movie that I actually think the lens flares added to the tone and feel of it. The lens flares actually looked really good, and they did give it sort of an exciting, unpredictable feel.
Okay.
So normally, I don't like lens flares just for the sake of lens flares, but that one, I thought the lens flares actually worked pretty good. He might have overdone them a little bit, but overall, they worked.
Okay.
But you've got bad reboots. Look at what they're doing with Hellraiser. Now, I admit, the last five Hellraiser movies were pretty terrible.
Yes. They became parodies of themselves.
You do know why five, six, seven, and eight barely felt like Hellraiser movies, right?
Why?
They weren't made as Hellraiser movies.
Wait, what?
Well, okay, they were made as, but they weren't written as. Do I need to elaborate?
Yes, please.
All of those, Inferno, Hellseeker, Hellworld, and Deader. Oh, sorry, Deader should come before Hellworld, but those were all written as just standalone scripts. They had nothing to do with the Cenobites, nothing to do with the Lamarchian configuration, nothing to do with Pinhead. They were just standalone scripts.
And then they were
bought by Dimension, and then they said rewrite these to include the Cenobites. So like in Deader, when she's looking, the reporter is going after the cult of death worshippers,
right.
It was literally just changed to Cenobite worshippers, and instead of the demon that they ended up summoning, they summoned Pinhead.
It
literally required the minimalistic rewrites to make these Hellraiser movies.
Oh, I see.
That's why those all felt so disconnected from the rest of the franchise, because none of them were written to be Hellraiser films.
Okay.
And the new Hellraiser, even better example than the Hellraiser remake will be the Evil Dead remake. They've been trying to make Evil Dead 4 for almost 2 decades now.
Right.
So rather than do that, they said, but people get scared off by the number 4 in a title. We want the kids of today to think it's a brand new thing. So we're going to remake it. And it all, there's also the stigma of a movie being, well, that's a 30-year-old film. You know, like why they've been trying to remake Escape from New York for years, but nobody will make Escape from Earth. The script that Carpenter wrote, he's been trying to get funding for years, and Kurt Russell's on board for. Nobody wants to make that movie because Escape from L.A. tanked. They want to reboot it with a new actor for a new audience.
They did the same thing, given badly, with Conan.
I still haven't seen it.
It's not Conan the Barbarian. It's very talky, and he tries to outsmart and not outfight, and that's not Conan. That's not Barbarian.
Actually, you haven't read any of the Conan comics or books.
Yeah, I have, but
because Conan was very smart, he was not dumb.
I know, but I'm sticking with the movies here. Sticking completely with the movies.
Okay.
Yes, I've read the books, and yes, he was very intelligent and everything like that, but. You go back to those movies, and you go back to the Conan that I knew in my youth prior to doing all of this, and he was intelligent.
But quiet.
But
and
a
reserved.
Quiet, reserved, big dude that basically came in, kicked ass, and got what he wanted and left.
Part of that was logistical, because Arnold could barely speak English at that
right.
point.
But you lose all of that stoic quality with the new Conan.
Yes, and you brought this up to me numerous times, both on mic and off mic,
mm-hmm.
is Tron. Tron Legacy is not a fucking sequel.
No, it's
it
not.
It is a reboot.
It is.
I don't care what they call it. It has nothing in common with the original. And I'm saying that figuratively. I mean, obviously there's actors in common and
right.
names in common, but the people that made Tron Legacy, not only did they have no respect for the original film,
none,
but they didn't get the original film,
and they didn't even do basic things like follow the rules of the universe.
They rewrote the rules
mm-hmm.
in such a stupidly ridiculous way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Spoonie pointed out just all the dumb things, like they're eating chicken. So does that mean somebody programmed fried chicken
yeah.
into there? Or did somebody program into this game chickens that then the other programs would go and hunt and cook? And why would programs need that, as they don't need to eat? And none of this makes any sense.
Exactly. And let's go even more basic. They have the epic chase, plane chase, and the planes are leaving the light walls behind them.
That...
What happens to... What I mean, when the... light cycles left the gaming grid, the walls disappeared.
Or you
okay,
got
it was
up.
Or you got blowed up, but or when you got blowed up, the
your
the
wall went right down into
went
the
right
floor.
Down. It was a game field, it was a playing field that had rules there, and once you left that field, it didn't exist. So I'm just curious, how do any other aircraft in the Tron universe, this new Tron universe, fly anywhere without running into the light walls of other aircraft?
Well, let's leave that behind for just a moment, and let's just look at the styles of Tron and Tron Legacy. The style was clearly made for the dance club
yes.
ADD audience of
yes.
Tron Legacy. These are the people who actually laugh at the effects in the first film, which, by the way, makes me want to nut punch these people.
Yes, I agree.
That when they reboot these movies, and when I'm saying modern, let's say anything after 2000 is modern, okay?
Okay.
When they reboot these in the modern setting, they are aiming for the ADD tech-savvy audience that doesn't understand what irony is.
They think they do.
They think they do. A lot of these people confuse coincidence with irony.
Yep.
I mean, hell, even Alanis Morissette's song, most of the stuff she points out as irony
is
coincidence.
Yes.
So, but that's a show for another time, is the way we misinterpret language in this country. You know, it goes back to The Princess Bride. I do not think that word means what you think it means.
Exactly.
You know, let's go back to that.
Everything in life goes back to The Godfather, The Princess Bride, or shit, what's my other go-to movie?
French Connection.
No. Brazil.
Okay.
No, I don't
know. Brazil's a movie. Brazil's a movie nobody saw.
I know. But no. But yeah, Godfather, Princess Bride, and there's another one that I
Citizen
can't think
Kane.
Of. No, there's another one that has a quote for everything, and I can't think of it right now because, yeah, I'm stupid. But yeah, anyway. Okay, are there any franchises out there that you would like to see rebooted well? And how would you do it?
Are we talking just movies at this point? Or franchises, comics, books, video games, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, okay, when I say rebooted, there has to be at least... Well, let's stick with visual media, TV and movies.
Okay.
And because I think if you say reboot a comic series and all the continuity that it has is in the comic books, I think that's making a fresh movie with a franchise and kind of shooting it off.
Well, I would say I wouldn't want a reboot of this thing I'm going to bring up, okay? I wouldn't want to wipe out the 17 episodes that exist.
So maybe do it J.J. Abrams style and alter.
No, I wouldn't even want to do that. I would want to revisit this universe.
Okay.
I would want to go back, especially if you could get all the main cast members are still alive.
Okay.
I would love the ABC Max Headroom series. I would love to see even like a 4-hour miniseries go back and show us that world again. The 20 minutes into the future world again. 20 minutes into 2011's future.
That would be interesting, especially now that...
Computers are far more integrated in our society than they were in 1986.
And we're not too worried about the apocalypse so much until next year.
But, I mean, Max Headroom was one of my all-time favorite TV shows ever, okay?
Okay.
And I would love to revisit that universe. To me, there's a difference between a reboot and a revisit. Because, like, I had this idea. Now, the rights issues would be hell, so
yes,
it would never
right.
happen. But I always had this really interesting idea. You have a TV series that would take an hour, and every week you would go back and do small one-hour sequels to movies that never had them.
Okay, like?
Like Galaxy of Terror. Love that film. I love Galaxy of Terror. I actually would be kind of curious to see something else that takes place in the Galaxy of Terror universe. I'd like to see them go back to Morganthus and see what the hell happened. Or Forbidden World. Or they kind of tried. I really love the French Connection universe. That's why I brought it up earlier.
Okay.
I mean, there was a 2-hour TV pilot where Al Bundy took over for Gene Hackman.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. Ed O'Neill, he wasn't Al Bundy yet, but Ed O'Neill played Popeye Doyle in the TV pilot.
Okay.
And the 7-Ups is really, it really is a spinoff of French Connection, even though they changed the characters' names. It's pretty much the same fucking characters. So, you know, I'm going to be technical. There's four things in that franchise. I'd love, get Gene Hackman back to be an old Popeye Doyle.
Okay. Or,
again, not a reboot, but a revisit. I would love that modern Dirty Harry 6 that they were trying to make years ago.
Oh, now that would be interesting, especially now with an aging...
Well, because what the plot was going to be, they actually worked it in. The plot was supposed to be Harry Callahan's been retired for years. You know, mm-hmm. he's still the cantankerous old fuck that he was. And his grandson is a police officer. Apparently, at some point he gets married again because he didn't have kids in the original franchise.
Right.
So his grandson is a police officer who gets killed by a cop killer. So Harry comes out of retirement to avenge his grandson. And I thought, that's pretty fucking cool.
That sounds almost like Gran Torino. Did you see that movie, by the way?
No, I haven't. I know the plot twist and everything, but there's a reason it sounds like Gran Torino. The script for that was turned into Gran Torino.
Really? Okay.
Yes. The Gran Torino was originally, I mean, obviously with changes, not the version you saw.
Right.
But that was originally written as a 6th Dirty Harry film.
And really, that's one worth seeing. That's you should see that movie. Eastwood's performance is
basically incredible. Basically, is it an unofficial Dirty Harry movie? Unofficially?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I can see it.
So to me, there are movie and TV universes I would love to have revisited. Only if you do it right. You bring back whatever you can of the original cast. Obviously, after 20 years, some cast members are going to be dead and or, you know, permanently retired or something. But I would like to see that some of these franchises revisited, not rebooted. There are some that would need a reboot.
Right.
Like, personally, especially because of the way it ended, revisiting it would be really difficult, but I'd love a reboot of the War of the Worlds TV series.
Oh, now that would be.
From the 88 to 1990 mm-hmm. TV series. Because personally, season one was okay.
Yeah.
Season two was fucking great. But then they knew they were canceled. And season two ends in a way that basically it'd be really difficult or stupid to go back to using the continuity of the TV show.
See, I'm with you. I would like to see...
And hey, Adrian Paul's still kicking around. So is Jared Martin. So is Rachel Blanchard. I mean, they're all still around kicking. Why can't you bring them all back?
I would like to see a revisit to two universes that I miss.
Okay.
One, and we've talked this to death, but the original dirty, gritty, real, hands-on Star Wars universe. And I'm not talking about stories of Luke and Leia or Anakin or anybody like that. I would just like to see a return to that universe
You're
that I knew and loved.
You will be getting it.
I would also
hear my sigh. George Lucas is currently making a TV series following the exploits of young Boba Fett before A New Hope. Traveling around the universe being a bounty hunter.
Okay, that's not what I'm
But he promised it will feel more like the original trilogy than the prequels.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath.
Especially because we need Boba Fett as a main character.
Exactly. But I would like to see a return to that. Maybe have fun with some of the characters in the extended universe. I don't know. But
I'd like to see...
I'd also like to see a return to Firefly. Again, not Nathan Fillion and company.
Just the Firefly universe.
But the Firefly universe.
Another group of smugglers or another group of rebels. Or
another group of somebody. I don't care, you know. But that beautiful, dirty, gritty Western meets space universe, I loved.
Speaking of that, the dirty, gritty, I don't want a reboot. I absolutely do not want a reboot. I just want a good Alien sequel. I really do. I don't know why you people cannot give me a good Alien sequel.
I don't think it's possible anymore.
I actually do. You know why?
Why?
The video games. The video games have better stories and have better production values than the last two movies did. The last four, if you count the Aliens versus Predators.
Yeah.
It's not impossible. Clearly, the people that are writing the video games get this universe. And for whatever reason, Fox won't let them make a movie. They say, let's make something dumb everybody can like. I just want a good goddamn Alien sequel. The first two movies are amazing.
Yes.
The last four are so bad. And I'm not saying made by people who don't get it, because I love David Fincher, but David, I'm sorry, Alien 3 fucking sucked.
And I apologize to the listener's ears for Josh yelling into his microphone.
Hey, I'm passionate about the Aliens franchise.
I know, I understand, and I don't blame you at all. I mean, I completely understand.
So, like I said, I do not want a reboot of that franchise. I just want a goddamn good sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And get this, sticking with Alien, they almost had a reboot that would have been brilliant. One of the original ideas, because remember at the end of Alien 3, Ripley dies.
Right.
Well, they had one of the ideas that they had was for Alien 4, before Joss Whedon screwed it up. Even Joss Whedon doesn't like his fucking script
right,
for Alien
right,
Resurrection.
Right.
So before Joss Whedon screwed up that franchise, the original idea was Alien 3 was a nightmare Ripley had in hypersleep. Basically wiping Alien 3 out of continuity.
Ooh.
And picking up after Aliens again.
Ooh.
That would have been good.
Yes.
Not only would you have avoided the bullshit that Alien Resurrection brought us.
Yep.
You would have wiped the bullshit of Alien 3 off.
Yep.
That, I don't know why. Normally I don't like that whole, the previous thing you saw was a dream. But this was one case that, and it would have made sense.
This is one case where they can go terribly sorry, everybody. Didn't mean to do that. Squeegee, squeegee,
and
squeegee.
And it would have made total sense because remember one of Newt's last lines in Aliens? Will I dream?
Mm-hmm.
So it was even almost kind of set up by James Cameron.
Yeah.
It was sort of set up there.
It was almost there. You know, another one that I'd like to see? That universe of 2001, 2010.
They've been trying to make 2063 for years now.
Yeah, I want to see a return. The world is ready, and I realize that Kubrick's not around, and I saw...
Peter Hunt.
No, stop. I saw what happened to AI when...
Spielberg took over?
When Spielberg took over, and I'm... Oh.
Okay, ugh. Here. I'm not a Kubrick fan. I think he is massively overrated. But I didn't like 2001. I love 2010.
2010 was far superior.
I think 2010 is a far superior. The end is maybe a little too literal for what happens.
But still.
But, you know, you just said Kubrick. You completely discounted Peter Himes, the writer and director of 2010. Well, why didn't you even include him?
Because it's all Kubrick in my brain. I don't know why.
But Kubrick didn't have anything to do with that. That was Peter Himes.
Yeah, but I know. But you have to understand, I'm one of the unwashed masses, which means that all of Star Wars...
You need people like me to tell
exactly.
you the truth.
You have to understand, all of Star Wars was done by Lucas.
Wrong.
I know that.
Lawrence
I know
Kasdan,
that now.
Erwin
I
Kirshner.
Know that. I know that. But to the vast majority of people, it was all George Lucas, and he just fucking lost his brain in the last three movies.
Are you one of those people that, to you, Star Trek is Gene Roddenberry, and just, you know, that, like, Gene wrote every episode of Star Trek?
Every single bit of it.
You know, except for the only three out of the 79 he actually wrote?
No. He wrote everything.
Fine. Move along.
Another reboot that I would love to see, and a true reboot that I would love
Wiping
to see.
Wiping out previous.
They don't even have to wipe out the previous. And the UK has a wonderful... You know, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy has done this many a times, where it started off as a radio program, became a book, turned into a miniseries, became another book, became five more books, became another miniseries, and then the movie.
Okay.
So that you don't even have to wipe those out. Keep those. They're wonderful. Especially that original BBC TV miniseries was really, really good. I would like to see... Where was I?
Hitchhikers. Proper adaptation, I think, is
a proper adaptation of Hitchhikers done as a miniseries, because it has to be. But there was another one that I had in mind, and I was just using Hitchhikers as an example.
Okay. Well, while you're thinking of that, have you ever read The Running Man by Richard Bachman / Stephen King, the book?
Yes.
Okay, the movie, as a movie it's
pretty
not
good.
A bad flick. It's got plot holes and whatnot, but it's not a bad flick.
Mm-hmm.
I want a proper adaptation of The Running Man. And fuck you, I don't care if it's politically insensitive. I want the ending. For those of you who have not read it, I'm going to kind of spoil it. The ending of The Running Man story... Now, keep in mind, Killian is black in the story,
mm-hmm.
okay? Whereas he's played by Richard Dawson in the movie. Richards hijacks a plane. I believe it's a 747. And he flies it into the twin game buildings to kill himself and everyone involved while giving Killian the finger on a vid screen.
Yep.
Kind of post 9/11, there's no way that'll ever be put into a movie.
But
I want the Running Man story. And I want that fucking ending, not the Arnold movie we got.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, did you ever notice something weird about the credits in that movie?
What was that?
Based on a novel by Richard Bachman. They actually didn't use Stephen King's name to try and promote that. I think that was really weird.
That is weird.
You would actually think they would have tried to promote that as a Stephen King story.
Yeah,
because it does still keep enough of the meat of the story that I don't think he would have legally been able to use a pseudonym.
But King is Stephen King movies and Stephen King series have been so hit and miss.
More miss than hit.
Yes, I know. But I mean, maybe that's why they kept his name off of it.
But it was in 86. There hadn't been a whole lot of misses yet. I mean, he hadn't even gotten into the miniseries field yet.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, I want to see a proper I know we've gone off of reboots into adaptations, but I want to see a proper adaptation of that.
I know. But that's almost part of reboots is the fact that you can...
Damnation Alley. How about we get a good fucking Damnation Alley movie?
Damnation Alley. I'm not familiar with it, actually.
Jan Michael Vincent, George Peppard with the huge landmaster, that huge giant truck going across the wasteland and fighting backdrop scorpions, giant scorpions.
Yeah, no, not familiar.
Never seen it?
Never seen it.
Actually, the funny thing, last week we were talking about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Damnation Alley is the film 20th Century Fox put all their advertising muscle behind instead of Star Wars. It opened the same day as Star Wars.
Really?
Star Wars killed it.
Yes.
And Damnation Alley was 20th Century Fox's, they thought it was going to be their newest hit.
Hmm.
The movie, that's one of those movies where it totally misses the point of what the book was about. The book was about a man who doesn't care about anything being forced, sort of Escape from New York style, mm-hmm. to do a task. And throughout that, he regains his humanity and learns that he wasn't as far gone as he thought he was. The movie is all action set pieces.
Oh, okay.
They totally missed the point of the book. So I would love a proper adaptation of the Damnation Alley book, which I guess you'd technically be able to call it a remake. Would it be a remake or a reboot if it's a proper adaptation of something that was the source material for something else that was not done right the first time?
I think it would still be a reboot because there is still prior art there.
Even if they changed so much of the original that it barely even registers anymore.
You mean
anymore?
Like they did with the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy movie?
I've never read the
movie.
Book, so I don't know. See, the movie, I didn't like it,
yeah.
But I didn't understand why everyone was so offended by it either.
Because it's another one of those that missed the point.
Totally.
Totally. And added romances that weren't there and changed characters.
John Malkovich's characters was added just for the movie with the little robot legs everywhere.
Yes. Ugh.
Well, what would be some novel series that you would like to see reboots of?
Reboots? I don't know about reboots. Reboots. Novel series that I'd like to see. Well, 2001. I'd like to see I think a reboot of 2001 would be very interesting.
First of all, that was never a novel.
I thought it was.
It was a novella. The fucking story is only like 100 pages
long.
Well,
there you same thing. Don't
no, they're
look.
Not. There's a big difference between a novel and a novella.
I know.
A novel is like 300 pages. A novella is like 100. That's a big difference in storytelling space.
But nonetheless, I think that that 2001 would be an interesting reboot. I would, and I don't think this would be a reboot, but I want to see Good Omens. I want to.
Because that one that came out 4 or 5 years ago was not good. The Omen reboot.
No, not The Omen. Good Omens.
Oh, I thought you meant Good Omens, like Good Omen movies.
No, I want to see, Good Omen movie. Yeah,
I misunderstood you. That was me. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We haven't seen Good Omen movies since the 70s. But Good Omens is a book by, oh my God.
Did you just brain fart?
Yes, I did.
Well, while you're
thinking. He also did American Gods, which I'd love to see a movie of.
Neil Gaiman?
Thank you.
Do I get to punch you now?
Yes. After the show, just hit me in the cock really hard because I should remember that at all times.
Isn't your wife a huge Neil Gaiman fan?
Yeah,
I'm making fun of you. That's why I did it like that.
Yes, she is. And I feel awful. And if Neil ever hears this, I am so sorry. But nonetheless, I would love to see a film adaptation of Good Omens. I would like to see a film adaptation of American Gods. Sandman, I think it would end up being a big CGI'd mess.
Right. Well, if we're just talking adaptations, I'm saying, Harlan Ellison, I'm a huge fan. I've spoken about you numerous times on my shows. What the fuck is going on with the Mephisto and Onyx movie? It's only been being made for 17 years. Is it ever going to get past the script stage? That's a movie that literally defines development hell.
It's the Duke Nukem Forever of movies?
Yes. And it is one of the most amazing novellas I've ever read. I cannot recommend Mephisto and Onyx higher. It is so good. You have to read it. All listeners out there, you have to read it. It's called Mephisto and Onyx by Harlan Ellison. And they've been trying to make this movie since the mid-90s.
Wow.
And they had a director signed on, and then he dropped out. And then Samuel L. Jackson signed on, and then Samuel L. Jackson loves the book so much, he says he's still in if they ever get a fucking shootable script in a budget. He's still in. Although, personally, now I think he's way too old to play Rudy.
Okay.
Rudy's a character that I believe is in his 30s. Samuel Jackson's way too old to play Rudy at this point.
Yeah.
But I want my goddamn Mephisto and Onyx movie. I've been being promised it for most of my life now. You know, half of my life I've been being promised this fucking movie. Make it. Please.
You know what I think would be a really good reboot if it was done correctly?
Hmm.
Children of the Corn.
They already did. It wasn't done correctly, but they already rebooted that.
You caught the key phrase. If done correctly.
That Sci-Fi Channel movie really was good. Terrible. Oh, here's one that is being rebooted, and I guarantee you it's going to suck because of the way they're doing it, but a proper Highlander reboot. Or figure out some way that everything after the first movie didn't happen and it's a direct sequel to the first film.
That would be the only way it would work.
Do you know why the new one's going to suck?
Why?
Guess who's writing it.
Who?
I want you to guess.
Not J.J. Abrams.
Nope. The writer of all of the Twilight movies is writing the new Highlander film.
The chick with a sixth grade education?
Writing the new Highlander film. And they have also Stephanie said Meyer. The cast will all be young, hot God. Actors. This will suck.
Yes, it will. Because
do you know who's writing the Evil Dead remake? Take a guess. They had a huge movie a couple of years ago that's been parodied endlessly. I don't think you're ever going to guess
it. The writer of Inception?
Nope.
Okay, who?
Diablo fucking Cody. Writer of Juno.
Oh my God.
Is writing the fucking Evil Dead remake.
Okay.
Or I'll call it a reboot because they plan this to be a franchise.
You know?
Diablo fucking Cody.
I don't know. Diablo Cody, I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt because it seems like he at least has his MFA in creative writing. Stephanie Meyer can't write above a fifth grader's fucking reading level.
Isn't Diablo Cody a chick?
I use the literal he, is it?
Okay, I'm like, I might be wrong. Listener can correct me. I think Diablo Cody's a chick. I might be wrong. But, yeah. Those are both reboots. They plan on both of those, Evil Dead and Highlander, to be new franchises.
Okay.
So I would call those reboots.
What are there any franchises out there or any adaptations you'd like to see that would end up horrible?
Horrible?
Yeah, horrible. Would end up horrible. But you think would be insanely fun because we've seen some stuff that's horrible and yet insanely fun at the same time.
If done right, that Escape, as much as I'm against it, that Escape from New York remake, if they do it right, it could turn out okay. If they, if they take the respect, it's one of those ones that I don't think should be rebooted, but probably, I mean, let's put it this way. It'd be hard to screw up.
This is true.
I mean, that's one, the story, and I'm not being insulting to John Carpenter. The story and characters are simplistic enough, yet they're complex enough that you can't really screw this up without trying to screw this up. I mean, the only way is to go in and go, I'm going to fucking sink this bitch. You know, I mean, go in like the captain of the Titanic. I'm going to sink this bitch. You know?
Captain didn't go of the Titanic didn't go in. He'd be like, I can't sink this bitch.
No, that's a Mystery Science Theater reference. When they were riffing on the trailer, that stoic shot of the captain, and I think it was Mike goes, man, I'm going to sink this bitch. My wife hates MST3K, and she laughed at that. So that was a specific MST3K reference.
Gee, I didn't pay enough attention. I'm sorry.
You call yourself a fan.
I'm not a huge fan. I enjoy it, but I'm not.
You suck.
You're right, I do.
But like a reboot, I would not mind seeing.
There
the Adventures of the Galaxy Rangers. The cartoon from 1986.
Oh, yeah.
You could call it a precursor to Firefly, as it's a literal space western.
That's true.
And it was made for adults and teens, not children.
Okay. There is a type of reboot, or not really reboot, but remake that we're ignoring,
which is
porn.
No, because those are satire. If you're talking about like this Miami Spice, Married Without Children, Sex Trek, Wet Dream on Elm Street, those are parodies. Those are satire. Those are not remakes. Those are not reboots. They are trying to be their own franchise, and they hope they fool you into
it. So they don't count.
I don't think the porn ones count.
Okay.
You know, I mean, to me, The Sopranos is not a reboot of The Sopranos.
True.
It's a parody of The Sopranos. To me, there's a big fucking difference there. You know, like an example, I have not seen the new Fright Night remake. I don't want to. Our friend Hank Carlson, he did.
Yeah.
And he said, obviously, he does not like it as much as the original, but for one thing, it wasn't nearly as bad as he thought it was going to be.
Okay.
Brad Jones said the same thing. Wasn't nearly as bad as it could have been. They could have screwed this up way
this
more.
This is true.
But the thing is, you got to remember the. Can you even call two films a franchise? The original one was only two films. Can I call that a franchise?
Yeah, for the sake of argument,
well,
we'll say
and
yes.
It did have a comic book series.
Okay,
so,
then we'll
okay,
say
I,
yes.
I will call that a franchise then. Okay, the original franchise only had two films in the comic book series. Okay, Hank told me that the way this one's set up, there's no way they can make the remake Fright Night 2 that was made in 88.
Okay,
that you know it will be like an all original sequel.
Oh, okay.
Or and I use the word original in quotes because this is modern Hollywood, but you know what I mean. That it will not be a remake of Fright Night Part 2.
Of course, I want to see Fright Night. I want to see the new Fright Night simply because it has David Tennant in it.
See, I don't. I don't like the new style. I can't stand the way these movies are shot now. They're shot in that washed out, overly digital look. I can't, you know, and then the trailer turned me off right away. The 2.5 minute trailer, they name drop Twilight 3 fucking times. That just piss. I mean, really?
Yeah,
are you trying
that.
To grab Twilight's audience so much? Man, you read too much Twilight. This ain't like a Twilight movie, man. I'm sorry. You're trying too fucking hard to grab Twilight's audience.
Yeah, I hear you.
Speaking of that, have you ever seen Near Dark?
No.
Oh, okay. I gotta loan you Near Dark. Bill Paxton, Jeanette Goldstein, Lance Henriksen. You might recognize them from Aliens.
You had me at Bill Paxton.
Okay. Plus, Tim Thomerson. And Adrian Pazdar.
Ooh.
Okay? Lance Henriksen, Jeanette Goldstein, Bill Paxton are members of a vampire cult. It's basically a modern Western with vampires that they rove the countryside. Okay?
Hmm.
It was made in 1986 by James Cameron's second ex-wife, Catherine Bigelow. Great
okay.
movie.
Okay.
The DVD, it's got a really nice cover. It's of a scene from the movie. Have you seen the Blu-ray cover?
No.
I will show you it after the show. It literally looks like the Twilight cover.
Oh, wow.
Which does not, I mean, literally they even change Adrian Pazdar's character from being a normal looking guy to being all gray with light shining on his face like
oh,
he's sparkling.
God.
They are trying so desperately to get Twilight's audience to think, hey, it's vampires. You Twilight people will love this. Trust me, this is a vampire movie unlike you've ever seen before. First of all, the word vampire is never used.
Right.
This is a horribly violent, and I say horribly in a good way, horribly violent modern Western that happens to have vampires as the rampaging horde coming into town. It's a brilliant flick.
There's a remake that I would like to see, and this is a franchise because it really was. It's one of Universal's original monsters, but I'd like to see it done correctly.
Dracula?
No.
Because Bram Stoker's Dracula...
No.
No, honestly, if you take away some of the romance stuff that wasn't in the novel,
right.
It's a really, really accurate adaptation of the
book.
Yeah,
I know. No, I like it.
Dude,
actually.
Fucking times in the theater for me.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
The one that I'm talking about is The Wolfman.
Yeah, because the new one, there were lots of post-production problems. I mean, if you remember when those trailers first came out, that movie sat on the shelf for almost a year and a half being re-edited before the fucking thing actually came out.
Yeah.
I mean, would you ever have known that Andrew Kevin Walker wrote that?
No.
By just seeing the final... You know who that is, right?
No.
The writer of Seven?
Oh, yeah. I never would have...
And Panic Room?
Oh, yeah. I never would have guessed that he wrote it after they apparently butchered
it
on the editing block.
I was surprised when all of a sudden I'm like... I saw the credits. I'm like, Andrew Kevin Walker? What? This doesn't feel like his movie at all.
But I'd like to see a good and proper reboot of The Wolfman. And unfortunately, we'll be fighting all of Team Jacob, but...
Speaking of that, have you seen that new action movie starring the werewolf guy from Twilight.
Which one?
They're trying to make him into an action hero now.
Okay.
It's called like Adventure or something.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I mean, literally, when you watch the trailer, the entire thing you're thinking, is this like a Bourne Identity prequel?
Oh, wow.
Because that's exactly what it is. This is the Bourne Identity done with a younger cast.
Oh, wow. No, I know. How about a video game I'd like to see made into a movie?
Which is?
Adventure.
Yeah, you'd have to add a lot, I think.
Yeah, you would.
Would you actually, would the guy actually be a square?
No.
Would your main actor just literally be a little square?
No.
Would he have to drag a key four times his size around the, around the dungeon?
That might be in there as a joke. I might, you know, is that the key? Holy shit, you know. No, this is. Oh, it's a regular size key, you know. But, you know.
Okay.
Or you could do it the Uwe Boll version and just put shots of the original Adventure Atari game in.
Okay, speaking of a reboot that thank God did not happen, but almost did. Have you ever heard any of the details about that horrendous Superman movie that Tim Burton tried to make?
Oh my God, no.
Okay, first of all, no. All these things cannot be laid on Burton's head, okay? The producer, John Peters, wanted a lot of this stuff in there, and Peters is one of those guys that when he says something, no matter how dumb it is, it gets done, okay?
Okay.
Superman costume totally altered. He literally said the costume that we know from the comics looked gay. No cape. Straight, transparent blue with flashing lights underneath the chest.
That in no way looks gay.
I will show you pictures. If you if you think I'm making this up, I will show you actually leaked pictures from costume test. No, I swear to you I'm not. Okay?
My God, it's the man of fabulous.
Pause this. I'm showing you these photos before we move on.
Okay, just a moment. Oh my God, you weren't kidding.
Even doing the search, you still thought I was fucking with you, didn't you?
Yes, that is the man of fabulous.
Okay, and he didn't want him to fly because, again, flying was gay. Those are the terms he used, gay.
What?
He wanted to give Brainiac was the villain. He wanted to give Brainiac literally a sassy, smart aleck robot sidekick. I swear to you, I'm not making any of these details up. He just set his mic down, and he's got this odd look on his face. It gets worse. He wanted Superman to fight polar bears in the Arctic Circle.
But polar bears are cute and lovable.
He wanted Superman to fight polar bears.
What?
And do you know how John Peters went into this movie with Tim Burton? We need things we can merchandise. The little sassy robot was added so they could sell something like R2-D2s. Superman was supposed to have a dog so they could sell plush toys.
I'm done.
You know who wrote the script for this?
Who?
Kevin Smith.
Oh, my God. No, and don't get me wrong. I like Kevin Smith. I like his stuff. I like Too Fat for 40. I like
Clerks. He admits.
He's good.
He admits. He was wrong.
Yes.
He saw the money. They offered him, his words, an obscene amount of money to write this. So he wrote it. And he said it's now something that he's embarrassed that his name was ever put on.
Oh, my God.
But Kevin Smith wrote this stuff. Oh, and he also wanted, again, swear to God, he wanted Superman to fight a gigantic robot spider. By the way, a year or so later, John Peters made Wild Wild West with a giant robot spider.
Okay. Mr. Burton, Mr. Lucas, all of you directors out there, stop. Just stop it. Stop. No, I'm not.
You actually broke Scott.
I'm not that fucking nostalgic. Stop raping me.
They're making another Indiana Jones.
Oh, God, they're raping my brain.
You do know that, right?
No.
You just know that.
Nope.
Okay.
No, it doesn't exist.
Not a reboot, but an adaptation.
No, fuck it.
You know they're making the Mass Effect movie. You and I are huge Mass Effect fans. You just know they're going to find some way to fuck this up.
I have hope for Mass Effect.
Why?
I don't know.
How do you play Shepard, male or female?
Yes.
You go both?
Yes.
Which do you prefer?
I really have no preference. Well, I guess since I have to stare at the character the entire game, give me a nice woman's butt.
Because they're going with a male Shepard.
I know.
So just fuck all you fans who played her as a female. They didn't even the action figure. The only one they released is male.
I know, but you know they've done that in all their advertising. I can't really hold it against them. But
not for Mass Effect 3. They've outright said they're going to release two separate. All the ads, even the box art, there'll be one female version and one male version. They're actually playing to both sides this time.
So now I have two I have to buy.
What, you have to own everything?
No.
Then just buy the one that you want. I'm going to be buying the one with the female on the cover because I always play Shepard as a chick.
Yeah, you do.
And honestly, and I'm not saying this just because I play Shepard as a chick, even Jennifer Hale, who voices Shepard, has said somehow the story works better with Shepard as a female than as a male. Yet she couldn't understand why they always chose the male Shepard to advertise with when the story doesn't work as good with the male Shepard.
I don't know.
Something I find kind of ironic.
Well, they're making another Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
That just sunk in. What?
well, that took like a good 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. Who is sullying this franchise?
Spielberg and Lucas, same as before. He's about to cry. He's welling up right now. You do know this is not good radio when neither of us is talking.
The
right?
Fourth one, The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, was really
fucking
really
horrid.
It was good for about 10 minutes.
Shia LaBeouf better not be in this new one.
Oh.
You totally forgot about Shia LaBeouf, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
See, the thing I love, and keep in mind I'm being sarcastic.
Shy of the beef.
The thing I love about the fourth film is how it said, yeah, the TV series, even though we're going to make an explicit reference to it, we're knocking everything else except for that one reference. We're totally discounting that, and we're contradicting everything that the TV series did. Yeah.
Ooh, now that would be an interesting series to bring back.
Young Indiana Jones?
No. What? Briscoe County Jr.
I don't know if you'd be able to. I mean, Burn Notice is a pretty big hit. I don't think you'd be able to get.
Reboot it and take a more serious tack at it.
See, I don't think that would work as. I liked the goofy tone.
I liked the goofy too, but I think a serious tack at a Western, it's time. We haven't had a good Western on TV. We've had some great Western movies.
We've had a brilliant 3-season Western on TV.
What's that?
Deadwood.
On real TV.
Deadwood is
on TV that I have.
Literally, Deadwood is in the top 10 of what I call a damn near perfect TV series.
On TV that I have.
Do you want me to loan you the DVDs?
Yes.
Yes. I will loan them to you. Yes. It's a phenomenal show.
Good. I've heard so much. I've wanted to see it.
The only thing that will piss you off is the third season ends on a cliffhanger. Well, not a cliffhanger. That's the wrong word. It ends with some unresolved plots and a few plots that started to get built up.
Okay.
Because at the time they made that, they were okayed for a fourth season. Then HBO cut costs and no fourth season happened.
Oh.
So in a way, you don't get plot resolution to, like I said, season three builds to a huge crescendo that you don't quite get because it was meant to spill into season four, unfortunately.
It's okay. That's happened with so many TV shows. That
in a weird way, there is a really good Western on TV right now.
What's that?
Justified.
Okay.
It's a modern Western.
It's a modern Western. But it's,
I mean, even the producers outright say this is the closest you're ever going to get to a modern Western
before
you get into science fiction. And
that's true. It's
a great show. I'm really looking forward to season three. I mean, I really don't understand how Walton Goggins has not gotten nominated for every award on the planet.
I don't know.
Because he's just amazing.
I don't know.
So we got a couple of minutes left. What is the worst reboot you've ever seen? One that just made you go, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, there's been a few.
Like?
Well, the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy one. That one really burns you, doesn't it?
It
really does. And I have it on DVD to show it to go, okay, here's the original, here's the new one.
An attempted reboot, the 1996 Fox Doctor Who pilot with Eric Roberts.
You totally forgot about that, didn't you? Yes, I did. It's complete
shit. And that was supposed to be a reboot.
Oh, God. And Captain America 1990.
That was pretty bad.
That was bad.
But that I really wouldn't call a reboot. I mean, yeah, it didn't use the old Reb Brown continuity, but...
Come on.
They were...
Shit.
It was shit, and I give Albert Pinn a little bit of credit for trying what he did.
No, it's complete shit.
No, but he tried. The costume looked all right. Red Skull, when he actually had the skull, looked all right.
Okay, yeah.
It wasn't that bad. So I'm going to say go visit adamandeve.com, use the promo code STATIC, and get your free little your free shipping.
Please,
and
you get a great deal. You help us out. And
there's no reason for you not to go to adamandeve.com.
Don't be embarrassed. I have a male masturbator in my hand right now. I'm going to demonstrate it to Josh. See?
I'm done.
Like this.